This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission today released the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh after the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral roll. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, out of over 15 crore 44 lakh voters, names of more than 12 crore 55 lakh people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. Names of 2 crore 89 lakh voters were not found in the draft roll, which is 18.7% of the existing voter list.
We have published the draft electoral roll. The main finding show that there were 15 crore 44 lakh 30,092 registered voters. Of these, the number of voters whose enumeration forms were received indicating they are still alive was 12 crore 55 lakh 56,000.
Mr. Navdeep said voters can check their details by entering their EPIC number on the Commission's website. He urged voters that if their names are missing in the draft voter list, then they can fill Form No. 6. The window for submitting claims and objections opened today and will continue till the 6th of next month. He added that these submissions will be examined and decided during the notice period, which began today and continues till 27th of February. He said the commission will release the final voter list under SIR on 6th of March this year. The Election Commission has issued strict instructions to Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal that all notices related to alleged data inconsistencies or logical discrepancies in the voter list must be downloaded immediately and delivered to the concerned voters within the next 4 to 5 days in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision or SIR process in the state. A clear message has also been given that no negligence in this work will be tolerated. In response to this directive, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state has sent notes to all district electoral officers. It has been stated that starting today, a detailed report must be submitted daily on how many logical discrepancy notices were served in each assembly constituency. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that eliminating malnutrition is essential for building a Viksit Bharat and securing the country's long-term social and economic future. Addressing a CSR conclave on nutrition organized by the National Dairy Development Board in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that malnutrition is a complex challenge that requires coordinated action. He said corporate social responsibility provides a unique opportunity to link business with social impact. Union Minister for IT and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has said that artificial intelligence or AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors such as healthcare, education, agriculture, manufacturing, governance and infrastructure. Mr. Vaishnav was virtually addressing an artificial intelligence conference held in Jaipur. He said that AI is not just a technology of the future, but a powerful tool that is already reshaping human life and work patterns. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of action plans of Rajasthan and Punjab governments for tackling air pollution in Delhi NCR. This was the fifth meeting in the series of such reviews. Expressing concern over Delhi NCR air quality throughout the year, the minister informed that from this month, review of action plans will be held every month at the ministerial level. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frédin. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed growing cooperation between India and Luxembourg in financial services, investments, technology and innovation. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty have progressed to the second round of men's singles in Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. Lakshya defeated Jia Hang Jason Thay of Singapore in a thrilling opener. He'll next face Lee Shak Hew of Hong Kong tomorrow. And in squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open today. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika El-Karaxi in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.